Welcome back. I think we're ready to have our guest speaker back up to the microphone to answer some questions. But before I give him the mic, and you have some questions perhaps of John, I would just like to tell you that there will be a luncheon next Thursday as well. And we're going to hear from Belinda Croson. And the topic is, how do we learn from history? And history is our own story, and who we are grows out of our history. And one of the centenary projects included in the renewed Galt Museum and Archives is the establishment of a museum school. And Belinda Croson is the educator. So come and hear more about the Galt Museum and the Archives and the on-site possibilities on their website. So that is next Thursday, Brenda Croson. So I hope I've said that right. And there will be a luncheon on the 22nd as well, in case you're wondering and planning your December calendars. And come January, we will be having some political forums with the upcoming election. So lots of things happening. So, John, you've given us a lot of food for thought, and we'll just ask you to come up to the mic. I hope you've been enjoying some of the pictures that John has had on the screen from his recent trip to Rwanda. And I guess there is no floor mic, is that right? So everybody just come on up here and introduce yourself and ask your question.
Howard Forsyth, there's an old-fashioned statement, every little bit helps. And I want to change it slightly. Every little bit helps a little bit. The world is full of billionaires. We have to get at the economy and governments. I think your stuff, admirable as it is fiddling while Rome burns. Don't you see the question? You're fiddling while Rome burns. You have to deal with the economy, the billionaires. You know what happened in 1789 in Paris? They cut off their heads. Are we letting the billionaires in the late 90s and the 2000s jump like that into the several hundreds and not touching them? Letting the government sit there and not getting at them? Every little bit helps a little bit.